USA Radio News.
Trump administration officials have been waiting for news from both Saudi and Turkish investigations after the Saudis confirmed Jamal Khashoggi's death. But they're saying he died after a fight.
I've spoken to the king. I want to speak with the crown prince. And, you know, I think we're getting close to solving a very big problem.
The president said it's a good first step, a big first step. He said Saudi Arabia has been a great ally, but what happened is unacceptable. Earlier, the White House issued a written statement saying it will continue to advocate for justice that is timely, transparent, and in accordance with due process. Several senators are already expressing doubts about Saudi Arabia's story, including Democrat Pat Leahy and Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Many parts of Central Texas are fighting swollen rivers. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is adding dozens more counties to an emergency declaration list because of widespread flooding. Abbott says the worst is not over.
We anticipate river flooding to the moderate and major flood stage.
It was the wettest September in Texas history. Reservoirs are completely full and state officials have had to release a historic amount of water down the Colorado River.
Top U.S. intelligence officials say they're concerned about ongoing campaigns by several countries to influence our elections. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Homeland Security Department, the Justice Department, and the FBI have issued a joint statement. It says Russia, China, Iran, and other countries are using many platforms like social media, seeking to influence voter perceptions and decision-making in the 2018 and 2020 elections. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
According to a new study, a sunny home is actually a healthy home. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Researchers at the University of Oregon finding that rooms exposed to sunlight had fewer germs than rooms kept in the dark. Sunlit rooms had half as many growing bacteria as dark rooms did, and some of the bacteria that didn't survive in lighted rooms are strains that cause respiratory disease. Researchers saying they like to design future studies to determine how much light is needed to kill germs so architects can begin designing buildings with that in mind. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Where there are clear skies this weekend, many Americans will be able to witness a meteor shower after dark. John Clemens reports.
Dan Pitanowski of the AccuWeather Global Weather Center tells us about this weekend's meteor shower.
The Earth's orbit is actually passing through debris left behind from the trail of Halley's Comet over the weekend. And as the Earth takes that orbit through the debris, some of that will fall through the atmosphere as meteors. And, of course, as those burn up through the Earth's atmosphere, we get quite a light show. The peak of the meteor shower will be Sunday night into early Monday morning across the United States.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.